The views and opinions expressed on any program are those of the persons appearing on the program and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the New Hue and Sunflower Media Mint. Some programs might include strong images or languages that may not be suitable for all audiences. Your discretion is advised.
It's the Shades of Temporary State of Mind or Feeling, curated playlist by real people. You're listening to Hue Mood by the New Hue.
Back to the pod, it's another podcast here on Humood. We're here in the new studio, still in Asbury, but this is a newer one. Let's say dun sa ginagamit namin mix upstairs. But hey, it's another playlist, it's another episode for you of Humood by the New You, brought to you, of course, by the New You. H here, together with my guest, August Wah.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Been discussing about doing this episode. For a while,
yeah.
Talking about, I mean, meeting you, of course, during the awards last year, mm-hmm. not formally, and then recently, diba? But
yep.
Go straight to the point of inviting you here. Of course, aside from your playlist later on that we will be talking about, but more on your scene. August being discussed or being tagged as somehow a part of the indie scene. Ano ba talaga tong indie scene? On your perspective.
Okay, indie scene. That always has been the hugest question mark in my head because I've been in this industry for quite some time. And when I was, I guess, starting out, and then, you know, I was trying to break out, and then, like, people were hearing my songs, and they were like, oh, yeah, she's indie. And then people started asking me, like, what does it mean to be indie? I can't really tell you that, except that I think indie is, like, coming from a place where, like, you write from your heart. You know, you just, like, write songs. Underground type of stuff, I guess. You start underground, right? But then, like, going into it is, like, in my experience, writing songs lang and then just, like, sharing it. And then, like, you know, you play here, there, and then...
More on your talagang parang artist expression.
Oh, artist expression talaga siya. I don't, like, it's not motivated by, like, oh, like, you know, like, a formulated... calculated way of like I'll write a pop song with these chord progressions or whatever because I know ito yung patok. Yeah. Like it's really just like writing from your heart and then yeah, and then I guess in my experience, you know, me doing that and then like people liked it and then next thing you know, I'm an indie artist.
One misconception also that I'm seeing here is when people talk about indie, they think that it's a genre.
Sure, it can be. Sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's such a broad term, right?
Sobra, yeah.
Yeah, it's such a broad term.
I mean, when we talk about that, when people think that it's a genre, they think that it's based on a specific sound.
Mm-hmm.
But with the way I see it, with how, honestly, the scene is evolving.
Yeah, always.
Based on, as I see it nga personally, it's more on the underground.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when we discuss it, na tipo, there's, of course, there's mainstream and then there's the underground scene,
yeah.
Like you mentioned. There are times wherein, for example, hip-hop artists, nag-start sila with Flip Top, I think,
yes.
One of this. Flip Top is so underground.
Super.
When they gather, sobrang liit pa that time.
Yes,
but eventually... it grew to a community, to mm-hmm. a culture, and then they suddenly become mainstream.
Yeah.
Diba? So, it's a matter of, I think when we talk about the indie scene, it depends on what the audience is consuming, the majority of the audience is consuming.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we could call it like somehow the minority.
Sure.
That this are consuming, but on also on your perspective that it, kasi, when you talk about writing or performing based on what you really want.
Mm-mm.
It doesn't matter kung papatok or hindi. It's just...
Yeah.
Diba?
I guess, okay, so like maybe the practical aspect of being indie too. I think indie comes from what? Independent? Is it that?
Yun ba nga isa. Independent. Yeah.
Diba? So is it like also funding your own stuff just to put yourself out there?
Yes, that's a good point.
Yeah? So mm-hmm. maybe it could be that, like startup type of stuff. You know, if you think about it, like a business.
Mm-hmm.
Parang ikaw yung startup, you're... Yeah.
Oh, no. I mean, you fund because this is what I want. From the example that, okay, I'm creating my music from my own room. Tapos, there's no big corporation behind me.
Yeah.
Diba? That's something.
Yeah.
I mean, that's part also wherein nagkakaroon ng blur
mm-hmm.
whenever artist, of course, signs.
Yeah.
Diba?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Kasi like, I mean, I get it. Like back during the day, it would be like that. When you sign into a label, parang, you know, you as an independent artist signing into a label, does that mean that you lose your integrity? Does that mean that you're going to get more controlled? Which is, yes, by the way, for the most part. I think it still happens.
Mm-hmm.
But I think nowadays there are labels that are becoming more open to it and whatnot. Mm. Like, not just like all over the world. Like, I know AWOL does that. Cobalt Music. Like, they're all up for like independent artists. But yet, you're in a label and you're funded. So yeah, that's kind of cool.
And also, no, another thing, when we talk about that independent scene, kasi during my time, when we talk independent underground, mas nasa rock metal type.
Yes.
During my time. And then, siguro that was when I was in high school.
Mm-mm.
Let's not talk about the year, of course. Pero, when I went to college, the band scene is big.
Mm-hmm.
As in sobra. That's the time of Sponge Cola, Sugar Free, Kamikaze. Yeah. Sila yung nag-mainstream.
Right.
So, in my own perspective, it's more of, kasi you're in the scene right now is different eh. It's more on the R&B-ish.
R&B, hip-hop, yeah.
Diba?
Yeah.
But at the same time, those genre, it's been there.
It's been there.
It's been there ever since it began. The music scene began, diba? But it's revolving now.
Oh, yeah. Umiikot lang naman talaga siya.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's not really that someone can claim that we're indie, and then when you boost or when you hit that big opportunity, and then you go mainstream, it's not really about the artist selling out. Eh.
No,
it's not that, because honestly, a big chunk of that success is of course the fans.
Yes, for sure.
Diba?
Yes, definitely.
It's really about somehow
the support, no?
Support and timpla on what. Honestly, the audience says may umay yan eh. It's like food also. If you consume and consume the same stuff, eventually you will get tired of it. You will, diba?
Yeah.
Like for example, or you listen to love songs. I mean, that's the OPM. That's for me, that is the traditional OPM. We write songs based on stories and out of love.
Yes.
So yun yung pinaka ingredient na secret ingredient na OPM. But at the same time, when we talk about scenes in particular, for me, indie is not somehow a genre. It's a platform. It's a platform that's, I wouldn't say it's below.
No.
Because it's more of like that.
Yeah.
Wherein, dito, this is the majority, the masa, which is the mainstream. Mm-mm. And this is where the independent audience, the niche. Exactly.
Gets.
Mas ganun. But going into our generation right now, the audience right now, social media.
Oh, yeah.
How does it differ? How does it change?
That's crazy. Because, if we're talking about independent or, indie and then mainstream, right? Like, back during, I won't say the year as well. Back during my time. You know, when we were starting out, obviously, there was social media. Na,
right.
Right? But then it wasn't a crazy platform. No one really knew how to utilize it properly and really dun ka mag-network, dun ka, you know, you market your stuff there. So yeah, band scene din, and then or hip hop groups. Yun nga, Flip Top and whatnot. I would watch, you know. Nowadays we have to, there's Instagram, there's Twitter, sure. I know people still use it. I never use Twitter. But all these other, we have Twitch TV now or something.
Right?
You can literally stream your stuff. And then you know, if you're imagine this kid at home and you're writing music, you know, trying to break out into indie and whatnot. But are you still ready though when you have that? Because for example, you have that platform na tapos sikat siya doon, and he's able to or that person is able to break out their music in that platform without being known in you know, during our times, radio bar, TV bar or whatnot, diba?
Yeah.
It's different. It's a completely different, playing field, right?
It is. What's funny for me also is, of course, radio's there. For me, radio is forever.
Yeah.
I mean, people will just get tired. Medyo old school na yan. I mean, we're so into the digital. I use digital, of course. But at the same time, what surprises me is how radio is adapting also to social media. Why? Because there are radio stations right now that somehow they dedicate the time
yeah,
to play songs mm-hmm. that are popular on TikTok.
Oh.
That's one of my observations.
Really?
Yes. So imagine when we talk about building platforms, yeah. the mainstream and then the independent.
Yeah.
As simple as making your song viral on TikTok.
That's true.
Will boost you to the mainstream.
That's true. Like, it's so crazy to me how one can blow up yeah. just because people used your song and it went viral on TikTok. That's insane to me.
Exactly. With the use of trends, for example, yeah. like when we, I think there's like Niana and Rans, the siblings that dances mm-mm. to songs.
Okay, okay.
As simple as their influence, whatever song they use.
True.
Suddenly blows up.
Exactly that. It's so insane, dude. Like, we didn't have this. We literally had to, like, you know, gig every night just to put... Well, I mean, it still happens, I guess. But then, like, walang ganong platform.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Or, like, to collaborate with other people, it wasn't as broad, I guess, to, like, tap into, like, different, like, hey, could you, like, use my song? Mm-hmm. You know, can you, like, make a dance or something? Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, wala, dude.
And the good thing there, and of course, it's another formula, I guess, that artists right now can use.
Yeah.
Because before, when we talk about just formula on how to make it,
yeah,
it's really about hard work.
Uh-huh.
You have to be really present everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, pumunta ka ng Visayas, Mindanao, true. Mag-perform ka, wala kang hihindi ang gig.
True.
Ganun yun. Kaya siya magkasakit ka or what, you have yeah. to be present in every gig as yeah. much as possible. Even if you're paid a lot or paid small,
yeah,
that's fine. Because your purpose is, I have to be there. And people have
and
to
be
know
seen.
Me.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, as simple as that. But I wouldn't say it's kasi for people, it's about social media as they call it, diba?
Mm-mm.
But right now, with data coming in, it's all about algorithms.
It is for sure algorithms.
And the sad part there is algorithms can be beaten by paying.
That's true. It is that. Right? Yeah, it is that.
I mean, I of course, we want to talk about na, instead of kasi ako, ayun yun eh. When we talk about independent, you mentioned it, it's the artist producing their own materials.
Mm-hmm.
Paying for it, really working hard, and probably getting support as well.
Sure.
From the supporters, from the fans. And then if you have corporations, tables that can actually fund you, that's how it works.
Yeah.
Another stuff, I think, that during our conversation and going into the social media digital stuff that I think, I'm not sure if you are into it, but I've seen also other artists going into NFTs, music NFTs.
That's personally, I haven't done that. It's something that I'm researching and I have been talking to, you know, NFT groups just to try to see. There's so many ways to go about it.
Right.
I haven't successfully done one, so I can't tell you anything about it just yet. It is interesting to me. It is interesting to me because it's like, it's a way of, like, me as an artist, syempre, like, ito, well, I mean, yes, I know na yun yung, you know, it's the new thing right now. But it's not even about that. I do see value in it because it's the whole exclusivity in it, right? And, like, the collectibles and whatnot, right? And then and people are really into that right now. You get what I mean? People are really into that right now. And if I can turn, like, my track and, like, you know, like, what, connected to, like, a piece of artwork that I really super love, like, sure, why not? And then earn from it at the same time. Yes. Diba?
Imagine The Weeknd already did that.
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg already has one, diba? So, it's happening. I don't see it stopping.
No, definitely
I mean,
not.
If we're looking at moving forward and growth, it's something that, but at the same time, just came into my mind habang we're having this discussion. Mm. It's because when we talk about that, music NFT, I have two concerns for that. Number one, when we talk about music NFTs, of course, kayo, ikaw, musician, you own your right for your music.
Yep.
But when you go NFT, you're somehow, it really boils down to what is actually owned by the NFT.
I think there's so many ways to go about it. The way, I've talked to a couple of groups. I think, okay, so your master, right? So you own that. Yun yung rights mo. Like, you just, you own the song. So, one way to go about it is, and this is, I didn't want to go this route. But you could like split those masters, like you give them like 30% or something, so they can like co-own it with you.
Yeah.
You know, you retain Sabina, then you retain 70%, and then you sell some like 30%, and then yeah, like that's cool for them because like, oh shit, I own that song.
They own it.
You get what I mean? But then, okay, so that's one way of doing it. And then there's literally another way where it's like vinyls, parang limited copies lang of like this NFT.
Yeah.
Sabihin natin 10 lang or something. Exclusive NFT, maybe ganito yung master niya, linked to this type of artwork na.
Ganun
and then you'll never, but then it's not, they don't own your masters. They literally own literal collectibles.
Collectible lang.
Oo. There's a way, okay. May ganun din.
So it's really attaching like, an entity or what asset
to be honest, like yeah. as a musician, like you can, like even as an artist, I feel how like you can really go about it any way you can. Doesn't have to be that way naman.
Yeah.
You just need to like talk to the different platforms, and we do have that
correct.
Like here, I mean it's starting out at least.
It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, ma, in talking about NFT also though, kasi before somehow no, it relates to the past as well eh. That's somehow crowdsourcing.
It is.
Diba?
I mean,
crowdfunding.
Crowdfunding.
Kasi, like, okay, I'm an indie artist. I play. Can you help me support? This is my funding.
Yeah.
Like, diba? Putting tips or what. But right now, your fans, if you're doing music NFT, for me, it's something that's turning into more of, like, investors.
Oh, yeah.
Diba?
Yeah.
Like, if I'm a fan, I'm your fan, and I buy your NFT.
Mm-mm.
I'm thinking that I'm supporting your career.
Sure, definitely.
They
become more involved in a way.
Exactly.
They do. Tapos parang, yeah, they do become more involved, which I feel like a lot of fans would love, diba?
Exactly.
Because like if they were able to help out in any sort of way, like yeah, why not through this? You know, I get something in return also, something valuable, diba?
It's fun though because we really didn't plan to add this in this
actually
discussion.
That's true.
But
this is super spontaneous.
Sobrang spontaneous eh, because when we're talking about the indie scene and then the mainstream as the platforms, and then bigla natin na ipasok yung social media in there, and then there are other stuff eh, like
it just becomes like a complete like, because I understand before, like you know, back during the years without like the without social media, at least when it wasn't so crazy yet, and then like now NFTs and whatnot, where sige, like kita mo yung mga independent, kita mo yung indie, kita mo yung mainstream. Right now, to me, it's all a blur because like what I mentioned earlier, like you know, the use of social media, and you can blow up in social media just by marketing your own, diba? Like you don't need no one anymore, really. Like as long as you're good enough, you're charming, you're you know, you have it, and nasa showcase mo yan ng maayos sa social media, like instant. Dami mong followers and whatnot.
Anyway, not a humid episode without a playlist.
Okay? Yeah,
we invited August also to create a playlist for us.
Mm-hmm.
Title is.
I think I said Sea of Mundane.
Yeah. Care to share what's all about?
So, this playlist that I created, right, I titled it Sea of Mundane because it's really, like, just my everyday, you know, like, I feel like this is, like, my life mood, like, my life journey so far. Like,
right.
Everything's, like, I'm in a sea of mundane. That's not necessarily a bad thing, by the way, like, even though I titled it as that, because, in a way, life is mundane. It is also exciting, but then for the most part, it's, like, it's just life, you know what I mean?
Right. It's a very short playlist.
Yes.
So I'm thinking, based on this kind of mood, usually it's a hard question for the guests. Pero with only about, I think, 4 to 5 songs in here, what's your top song here?
I really hate questions like that.
Well, you have to.
You don't, like, I can't pick songs. Okay,
no.
Right now, huh? My personal favorite in there is I Got It by Ogie. Yeah. Because I feel like that's where I'm at in, like, my life right now.
That's my second question. Experience on that song. I mean, for me, when I relate to a song, definitely that there's a life, career, experience attached to it.
Yeah.
How about you on this song?
So like I mentioned earlier, this is, like, where I'm at in my life right now. So this song is basically just, like, you know, she's... It's like a lot of self-love. She's really just like, yeah, I'm the shit, you know? And like, but then like the way she does it, like her harmonies and whatnot too, like the technical aspect of it, like ang galing niya lang talaga din, and the way she wrote it, right? But yeah, I got it because like, I got it. Like that's where I'm at in my life. Like, you know, I'm vibing, dude. Like I'm hella just vibing right now. Like everything's just like chill and peaceful. Like, and I'm just like working hard every day.
You love where you are.
I love where I'm at right now. Yeah.
That's good. And I think that's what's important.
Yes. Yes.
Layla's going to be out on Spotify after this podcast, of course. But I think the other day we asked on Instagram some fans if they have questions for you.
Okay.
So rather than our traditional way of asking fun questions to our guests, mm-hmm. let's go with some of the questions from your followers.
Okay.
Anyway, before this, while I bring up the questions, where can they follow you?
You guys can follow me on Instagram at Augustois. Spotify as well, at Augustois. I think those are like the only two media platforms, social media platforms right. that I really like on. So, yeah.
Right. I have the questions there. Mm-hmm. I mean, I remember there's already three of them. Mm-hmm. Okay, first question is, how is James being a boss?
You know, I'm not surprised that this is being asked. He's very chill. Yeah, he's really like, he's very neutral, you know. So we have Jeff and James, you know, they're a tandem. And we kind of have like the, can I say this?
Yeah.
We have, I would like to say that James is the more neutral one. And then Jeff is, he's just passionate. There you go.
Very passionate.
Very passionate.
Right. After a decade, where do you see yourself?
I hope to be honest, writing music still.
Still?
Yeah. I mean, like, in the artist, music, mm-hmm. creative path, you know. Because, I mean, dami namang ibang paths. Like. Yes. But, like, I hope I still get to do this.
Still writing. Oh. How about producing?
Definitely.
Producing for
artists. Oh, definitely. I wanna teach, dude. Like, I wanna impart what I've learned so far.
Let's do workshops then.
I would love to. I really would. Yeah.
I mean, you say, if you are at the point that you're doing what you love already.
Yeah.
For me, the next thing there is to share it.
I would love to.
I mean, you are already sharing it with your music.
Yeah.
But sharing it with fellow aspiring artists, musicians.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I mean, maybe if I teach, like, it's not even about, like, singing or whatever. Like, I'm not, like, the best singer out there, you know? Like, I'd like to think that I write from the heart. And mm-hmm. I feel like that's what I want to, like, impart talaga. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, how to make something so obscure in your head and making it, like, an actual product in your own way.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's good.
Yeah.
Last one. There's a question about new materials, new album. Are you allowed to share it?
I can't say like when, what. I am working. Okay, maybe I can say what. I'm working on an album right now. I can't say when I'm going to be releasing it. But yes, you can definitely expect a shit ton of music from me soon.
There's one more question.
Sure.
Former band, any reunion?
Don't think so. Malabo yan. So. Yeah.
Thank you, Olga.
Thank you so much for
joining this episode of Human Bending You. I ask you, I forget, again, for the listeners, where can they follow you?
You guys can follow me on Spotify and on Instagram at Augustois. That's August, as in like the month, W-A-H-H.
We had the Video Music Awards. We just announced that the voting is extended until the end of April, April 30. So you can see here at the back, this is basically the website of the new you. We have the link of the Video Music Awards in there. Or you can just go www.thenewph.com/VMA2023. Also, there's a chance that you can be invited in the actual party. Okay, so we're releasing the filter on Instagram that you can use, okay? Mm-hmm. And then just take a snap with it with your black and white fit.
Cool.
Okay, because the event, I mean, like how we always do it in black and white.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
We have the Music Awards. We'll announce when will be the actual party and awarding on our social media pages. Check out the website. It's www.thenewuph.com. On our social channels, it's the new UPH. Always talking in straight, well, always no gaslighting, straightforward, and only the way we know best, only in black and white. Have a good night.